You are listening to
Washington's Drive at 5 podcast.
This is Washington's Drive at 5. Today's top stories, in depth, breaking news, and traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 7 minutes after 5 here in Washington, D.C. on WMAL, and we are live, keeping you company there, riding shotgun on your Washington commute home. Stay with us here. Lots of stories developed today in Washington, D.C., and that's why we always join you here at 5 o'clock to get you up to speed. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, we'll play you highlights of the president's remarks furthering his sanctions against the country of Russia because of their behavior in Ukraine. And to that end, as the Russian bear rears its ugly head across Eastern Europe, we want to go back and talk to someone who was there when Ronald Reagan won the Cold War and defeated Russia and the Soviet Union. That would be National Security Advisor Robert Bud McFarlane. He'll join us at the bottom of this hour to talk about how exactly Ronald Reagan was able to do that and what this president is unable to accomplish. All that coming up today, but first,
attorneys are optimistic that in cases like this, a stay is granted, and a stay is necessary because there's a lot of confusion.
That was a D.C. president of council chairman, Phil Mendelson, earlier this morning speaking to Brian Wilson and me on Mornings on the Mall. And as luck would have it, he predicted correctly. The judge, federal judge, earlier today did put a stay on his ruling that legalized open carry in the district. Joining us right now, John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, also, of course, author of the seminal work, More Guns, Less Crime. The most cited research on the relationship between gun laws and crime rates. He joins us now. Mr. Lott, hello.
Great to talk to you.
So, first of all, let's go to the decision. Many observers looking at the judge's decision that was released on Friday looked at, or excuse me, Saturday, looked at it and said, well, this is pretty solid language. It's pretty unequivocal. He probably won't grant a stay. What do you think of the judge's move today?
Well, the plaintiffs didn't challenge the district's move to have a stay put in place, so that made it kind of a non-issue. I mean, the plaintiffs at least have to argue against it to have a chance. But look, in order to get a stay, which essentially means you're going to put on hold the judge's decision there, you have to argue that there'd be irreparable damage that would occur if you were to let the decision go through. And I think if one is willing to look at the numbers, it would be pretty hard for the district to credibly argue that there would be real harm from letting people carry concealed handguns. First of all, you can look at other court cases. There was a case last year where Judge Richard Posner, probably the most famous appeals court judge in the country, wrote a decision that struck down Illinois' ban on concealed carry. Illinois was the last state to ban concealed carry, and he basically went through the academic literature and he said, look, if you just look at the opponents of concealed carry, the very worst that the opponents say is that there's no effect. And he said, you can't keep a ban in there just by saying there's no effect. You actually have to have someone saying that there's some type of harm. And so I don't think anybody looking at the literature would have come to a different decision than Judge Posner did. And so I don't see where they would have even started in terms of arguing that there was irreparable harm that was occurring.
John Lott, yesterday on this program, we had a council member, Tommy Wells. He is a huge proponent of the district's laws that infringe upon the Second Amendment for citizens who live here or work here in the district. And he said this yesterday.
There's nothing really been shown to show that that a community is any safer because they cannot carry handguns around.
Wow.
I guess in concept it makes, you kind of think, again, like Wild Wild West.
So didn't your organization, Crime Prevention Research Center, just this month come out with a pretty comprehensive study that speaks to that issue?
Right. Well, I mean, again, just listen to his language. It seems like the worst he's arguing that there's no benefit. If you look at the academic literature, my research, others, the Crime Prevention Research Center that we put out, the vast majority of research, peer-reviewed academic research, about 70% finds that violent crime rates fall The other 30% say that there's no effect. But, you know, so, but if that's all he wants to argue, that there's no benefit from it, I don't see how he can credibly go to the court and say we need to have a stay as a result of that.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, one way of looking at that, every other state in the country allows concealed carry to different degrees. 8 require that you have to have some good reason for having. The other 42 have what we call right to carry, which means that once you meet the criteria, you're automatically granted a permit. And 6 of those no longer even require that you have a permit.
But how do you respond to the argument that's being made now that the District of Columbia is a special circumstance? Because this is the seat of power in the United States of America, president is here, elected officials are here, foreign dignitaries are here, that there's an extra criteria here where the police have to be able to know if someone is carrying a gun just in case they intend harm.
Well, I mean, you got the UN in New York, right? You have the president goes around and campaigns around the country. My guess is if you're trying to go and protect the president or protect some senator or something like that, you're going to have an easier time protecting them in Washington, D.C., where, you know, they have the White House and all the security around there and you have the Capitol and what have you. I guess it's... Look,
yeah, no, that's a great point. I'm going to steal that next time we have one of these council members on.
Right. I mean, look, if you have a terrorist, somehow... the notion that you're going to stop the terrorist from taking a gun into Washington, D.C. because you tell him it's a gun-free zone,
yeah,
is just hilarious.
John Lott, should proponents of open carry and concealed carry be very happy, though, that this is moving forward, the stay is granted? That means the argument is going to be resolved at a higher court?
Well, I think you're going to have to wait till the Supreme Court to get a favorable decision, but at least the few-day experiment that we have should give pause to those who would claim the world's going to end by letting people be able to protect themselves.
Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Check out all of his books, but I would start with More Guns, Less Crime. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Talk to you.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's summer, but we just scored an amazing deal on a winter freestyle cruise with Norwegian Cruise Line. Got a free balcony upgrade and the kids sail free. We're excited, so we wrote a song about it. We call it Summerish Wintertime. Here goes. Summertime is the sunniest season.
Yeah.
Full of fun and play without needing a reason.
Why not take that summertime mood and put it into wintertime too?
Oh yeah. Book now with Norwegian. And you'll get a free balcony.
And kids sail free, cause SpongeBob needs some company. Go, Dad!
Everyone knows the best way to enjoy snowmen
is to sail away from them to the Caribbean.
And Hawaii, Bahamas, and Florida, too. It's your last chance to book a Norwegian winter cruise today, where kids sail free. You'll get a free balcony upgrade and up to $250 to spend on board. Visit NCL.com, call your travel professional, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE.
Like a Norwegian.
Ships registry, Bahamas, and USA restrictions apply.
It's 5:15 now, WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here he is, Matt DeFazio. He's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We start off Green Tree Road at Bradmore Road. Some down wires have the roadway blocked in both directions there. Police advise using an alternate route to get where you're going. In Montgomery County, Good Hope Road near Spencerville Road, a hazmat situation up there. Crews on scene. Be alert for possible road restrictions that may pop up. 395 northbound near King Street. And we had some emergency repair work up there. It's been cleared now. You still have a pretty significant backup as you approach the scene. Allow a little extra time to get where you're going. Eastbound 66 near Route 110, a crash block in the right lane and right shoulder. A couple of vehicles involved here. Eastbound 32 near I-95, that's the scene of an accident. Wanted to pass along in the district, 16th Street at Colorado Avenue Northwest. Also Nebraska Avenue Northwest near Van Ness Street. An accident there. Vehicle versus a pole. One lane is getting by. Inner loop at the Beltway slip between 270 Wisconsin Avenue and the outer loop. 17 minutes to get from Van Dorn Street to the Wilson Bridge. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful weather continues on this Tuesday with the sunshine. We're in the mid to upper 70s tonight, mostly clear. Let's drop back to around 62 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine, get up to around 85. We're in the upper 80s on Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
78 degrees right now at 517.
WMAL News Now. I'm Maria Lee. What stories we're following for you this afternoon? The wife of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell admits to having feelings for the man that they're accused of accepting gifts and loans from. The new FBI headquarters will either be built in Prince George's or Fairfax County's, and a judge has granted a 90-day stay on D.C.'s gun law. Washington's Drive at 5 continues in 1 minute on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For more than 200 years, the Hartford has been helping small businesses keep doing what they love. Like when a storm ripped the roof off Carl Zuanelli's pasta company, the Hartford helped him play on. Or when there was an equipment failure at Buck Buchanan's ice cream shop, the Hartford helped him play on. Or when Ed Rozak's technology firm got hit with an unfounded lawsuit, of course, the Hartford helped him play on too. In fact, all across the country, the Hartford has been helping to prepare and protect customers just like you. So when the unforeseen happens, you don't just endure, you prevail. With business insurance, employee benefits, auto and home, we're proud to help more than 1 million small business customers play on. If you're not one of them, talk to your agent or go to thehartford.com/playon to learn more. Coverage underwritten by Hartford Fire Insurance Company and its affiliates and Hartford Life and Accident Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Now, from 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, this is Washington's Drive at 5.
Because we're closely coordinating our actions with Europe, the sanctions we're announcing today will have an even bigger bite.
In other words, I've just wasted the last 4 months of international diplomacy, and Russia, meanwhile, has been able to secure their footing in Crimea and influence the Ukrainian separatists even more. That's how I'm interpreting what President Obama's statement was earlier today. He called a press conference to announce further sanctions that he's coordinating with the European Union. By the way, 50 minutes late, 5-0, 50 minutes late for that press conference. Do you think he ever misses a tea time? Do the country clubs put up with that if he's like an hour late for when he's supposed to go? They can't like hold the entire golf course for him, can they? Well, that's a whole other topic. I say we've wasted the last 4 months because do you remember March 17th? March 17th was the day after President Obama announced his first round of economic sanctions to punish Russia for marching into Crimea and taking over that sovereign peninsula. And we basically focused those economic sanctions on a handful of Vladimir Putin's cronies. They were personal sanctions against individuals. And the Russians mocked us, mocked the president, mocked the sanctions as meaningless. And we told you about, do you remember the guy, Vladislav Surkov? One of the leading supporters of Vladimir Putin, who was named in these sanctions back in March. He tweeted out, "This is a big honor for me. In the U.S., I'm interested in Tupac Shakur, Allen Ginsberg, and Jackson Pollock. I don't need a visa to access their work." That's what he tweeted out there, mocking the United States of America, mocking Barack Obama, saying that these sanctions are meaningless. And today, the president agreed, because I guess now, with these new sanctions, he's really getting tough.
Yesterday, I had a chance to speak with Prime Minister Cameron of the United Kingdom, President Hollande of France, Chancellor Merkel.
Wait, for those of you who speak American, he meant Prime Minister Holland of France. But, you know, when you're as refined and as well-educated and a man of the world like Barack Obama, you say Hollande.
...of Germany and Prime Minister Renzi of Italy. We are united in our view that the situation in Ukraine ought to be resolved diplomatically and that a sovereign, independent Ukraine is no threat to Russian interests. But we've also made it clear, as I have many times, that if Russia continues on its current path, the cost on Russia will continue to grow. And today is a reminder that the United States means what it says.
We mean what we say 4 months later. I mean, he said the same thing 4 months ago, and he told us at the time that these sanctions were going to hurt, and clearly they didn't, and they made a naked difference. Understand what he said here. Understand what he said. We're united in our view that the situation in Ukraine ought to be resolved diplomatically. What does that mean? The only way it gets resolved diplomatically is if Russia stops. So now you have to think, put on your thinking cap and put on your big boy pants, Mr. President. What will make Russia stop? Well, he thinks this will make Russia stop.
We're blocking the exports of specific goods and technologies to the Russian energy sector. We're expanding our sanctions to more Russian banks and defense companies. And we're formally suspending credit that encourages exports to Russia and financing for economic development projects in Russia.
And then he uses the kind of strong, forceful language that we want from the leader of the free world, our commander-in-chief representing the United States' interest in Eastern Europe and working with our allies. He basically makes it sound like he's going to shame Russia because if they keep acting this way, we're not going to be their friend.
Russia is once again isolating itself from the international community, setting back decades of genuine progress. And it doesn't have to come to this. It didn't have to come to this. It does not have to be this way. This is a choice that Russia, and President Putin in particular, has made.
What is he doing breaking up with a girl after prom? Does he have to play an old Styx song or something? Or maybe some REO Speedwagon? It doesn't have to come to that. What?
And it doesn't have to come to this. It didn't have to come to this. It does not have to be this way.
I want to remind you that coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by the former National Security Advisor under President Ronald Reagan. You know, the guy who actually won the Cold War through strength and resolve and leadership. We're going to analyze this with him and talk about how the West was won back then. But as I leave you with this thought, I want to play for you just for a moment from this morning on Mornings on the Mall, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, former congressman. I asked him what he would do with Russia. And compare and contrast what you just heard from the commander-in-chief with this.
Right now, I would put the missile defense program back into Eastern Europe. I would have military-to-military relationships being built with Poland and the Baltic states, and I would put military assistance, special operations forces in, working with the Ukrainians, and I would provide them more than MREs and SOCs so that they can stand up against Russia. And I would make it very clear that we support the sovereign state of Ukraine and these other sovereign states, and we're not going to allow Vladimir Putin to do such. And I would probably try to give them some high-quality intelligence assets and counter artillery, counter mortar radar systems so that they can start tracking the firings that are coming over from Russia.
Clear, concise, forceful leadership. Boy, wouldn't it be great to have that.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
I warned you, life as the middle class is known, it is being crushed between a stagnant economy, the biggest debt in world history, a debased dollar, and a skyrocketing cost of living. The middle class is dying, says best-selling author Wayne Allyn Root in his hot new book, The Murder of the Middle Class, but not from natural causes. Wayne nails the problem, then provides bold solutions to save the middle class from extinction. Swiss America has an amazing free offer. Listen to this. They'll send you the most important chapter of Wayne's new book entitled The Middle Class Weapon of Self-Defense, absolutely free. All you got to do is call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Wayne and I agree owning physical gold and silver is wealth insurance, period. Get the Middle Class Weapon of Self-Defense now. It's free by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Or online at SwissAmerica.com.
525, now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395 at a northbound near King Street. That was the site of some earlier emergency inspection work, let's call it that. Still a pretty good backup as you approach the scene. Green Tree Road at Bradmore Drive. Some down wires have the roadway blocked in both directions. Police advise you find another way to go. In Montgomery County, Good Hope Road near Spencerville Road. A hazmat situation up there. Crews on scene to take care of that. Be alert. Some possible road restrictions could pop up this evening. It's possible. Eastbound 66 near Route 110. An accident there blocking the right lane and shoulder. Multiple vehicles involved. In the district, Nebraska Avenue North. Northwest near Van Ness Street, an accident there. Vehicle versus pole, one lane getting by. Also 16th Street at Colorado Avenue Northwest, you'll find a crash there. And South Capitol Street southbound, real slow between 295 and M Street. Average speed 6 miles per hour. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful weather continues on this Tuesday with the sunshine. We're in the mid to upper 70s tonight, mostly clear. Let's drop back to around 62 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine, get up to around 85. We're in the upper 80s on Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 78 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by Counterintelligence Countertops.
Transform the look of your kitchen or bathroom with beautiful new countertops from Counter Intelligence. On sale now. Get $250 off and a free sink with your new countertop. Plus financing as low as 0%. Counter Intelligence, the smart choice for countertops. Visit CICounters.com. Restrictions may apply.
Why do you go to Princeton Longevity Center with our newest location in the D.C. metro area?
We go to Princeton Longevity Center because my husband's cardiologist told him having this exam saved his life.
Because somehow 20 turned into 40, and now I need to take my health more seriously. The Princeton Longevity Center designed a program to keep me healthy and active, so 50 and 60 will be no sweat.
Because even though my cholesterol is high, it turned out my arteries are clear. That's a big relief.
Whether you want to make the most of your future years or just want peace of mind, you need the Princeton Longevity Center. Their comprehensive preventative exam combines the latest technology with caring experts to create your personal plan for staying well.
Because I shouldn't have to wait an hour for a 10-minute physical. I go to Princeton Longevity Center because I get everything done in one day and take my results home with me.
If you're in the D.C. metro area, find out why you need Princeton Longevity. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Call 888-8000-PLC.
Places to discover, old friends to find, new memories to make, and business to grow. Southwest Airlines is proud to announce new nonstop service from Reagan National to Chicago Midway, Nashville, and New Orleans starting August 10th. Book now online, only at southwest.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Mark Levin lights up the lines weeknights at 6 on Washington's Mall, WNAL, where Washington comes to talk.
How did Ronald Reagan and the United States of America and the West defeat the Russian bear back in the 80s? The president likes to say the Cold War is over, the 80s is calling, they want their foreign policy back. Well, does he realize we actually won the Cold War? It didn't just end. We won it. How did it happen? Robert McFarlane, former National Security Advisor under President Reagan. He joins us after the news on WMAL.
Welcome to the Asbury Minute, brought to you by Asbury Methodist Village, Montgomery County's leading continuing care retirement community. The topic today, aging well. We all get older, but a growing body of research is telling us that we have the power to age better and even extend our lives. It's true that exercising and eating well can yield significant benefits, but did you know that keeping an active social life is a powerful and fun way of living a better and potentially longer life? A University of Michigan study found the best predictor for life satisfaction after retirement is not wealth or health, but the size of a person's social network. Good friends are great for your well-being. Mark your social calendar for a three-part event series beginning on Tuesday, August 19th. Asbury U explores the hottest topics in retirement living, including downsizing, what is a CCRC, and how to sell your home. Make sure to RSVP today. Call 301-476-1189 or visit AsburyMethodistVillage.org. You'll learn more than you might anticipate. An equal opportunity housing provider.
5:30 at 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Maria Lee. President Obama announcing new, tougher sectorial sanctions against Russia for their backing of the separatist movement in Ukraine.
We're blocking the exports of specific goods and technologies to the Russian energy sector. We're expanding our sanctions to more Russian banks and defense companies. And we're formally suspending credit that encourages exports to Russia and financing for economic development projects in Russia.
The president says the sanctions that were already in place are working.
Russia is once again isolating itself from the international community, setting back decades of genuine progress. And it doesn't have to come to this. It didn't have to come to this.
Meanwhile, Speaker Boehner insists he has no plans to impeach the president.
The White House spokesman seemed to delight in responding to Republican denials they will try to impeach President Obama. He rattled off a list of conservative members who over the last year have spoken supportively of it. The committee raising money for Democrats running for Congress this fall is even more delighted, bragging that just over the weekend, the impeachment threat brought in more than $2 million for Democratic candidates. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley's office is looking for more places to house undocumented and unaccompanied migrant children in places like Montgomery County, but the numbers show many are already here.
We have always been a welcoming community, a community that takes care of its own, and we want to make sure that we continue to do that.
County Council President Craig Rice at a briefing today. The recent surge at the border providing telling stats. Last year, Montgomery County Public Schools enrolled over 100 of these children. They've already reached over 100 in this month alone for the coming school year. County Health and Human Services Director Uma Alawalia points out there are already many in the region.
The total for the D.C. metropolitan area, including D.C. and Virginia and Maryland, is about 4,626 children who are placed with sponsors to date.
She says the governor's office would like to see more children placed with families instead of large facilities. But there's also a place in the county that could house 20 to 25 immigrant children sponsored by a private agency. There's an August 5th federal government deadline to apply to house children. And Alawalia says she expects other agencies in the district and in Prince George's County to apply. Joe Ramsey on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The new FBI headquarters could be built in Prince George's County. The General Services Administration has released a short list of locations. Two of the three are in Prince George's County, near the Greenbelt Metro and the former Landover Mall. The third is in Fairfax County at the GSA Franconia Warehouse Complex. Before a final selection is made, a number of things have to happen, though, including environmental studies and time for public comment as well. The body of a male teen believed to be of African origin has been found dead in the wheel well of a U.S. cargo plane after landing at a military base in Germany. This is Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
By nature of the jobs we're doing and the locations that they're flying in and out of, that airport security, airfield security, isn't exactly in every case up to the same standard that we observe here in the United States or in many other countries.
The body has not yet been identified, and that investigation is ongoing. The Senate has confirmed former Procter & Gamble CEO Robert McDonald is the new Veterans Affairs Secretary. Senate Veterans Affairs Committee Chair Bernie Sanders.
He will bring the tools of a CEO and a private corporation to the VA, a huge bureaucracy which needs a significant improvement in accountability and in management.
McDonald has pledged to transform the VA and promised that systematic failures must be addressed. He said improving patient access to health care is a top priority, along with restoring transparency, accountability, and integrity to the VA. The Virginia campground that was struck by a tornado last week is expected to reopen on Friday. Two people died at the Cherrystone campground on the Chesapeake Bay. More than two dozen others were injured. Traffic and weather next.
News on the hour.
We'll continue to act until we bring quiet and security to our people.
Every hour.
Our purpose here is not to punish Russia, but to make clear that it must seek to support for the separatists.
Every day.
Children who do not have proper claims at some point will be subject to repatriation.
Trustees say Medicare can pay all its bills another 16 years.
This is an area where you're making up my views.
To put it mildly, the world is a mess.
Now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Learn from the experts and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission at the 17th Annual Excel Training Conference, examining conflicts in employment laws. This premier training is for business owners, human resource managers, and employment personnel. Featuring speakers from EEOC, senior officials from federal agencies, and nationally known professionals in the EEO community, the training satisfies the continuing education requirements needed by EEO counselors and investigators. Excel will be held in San Diego, California, August 12th through the 14th. To learn more or to register for the conference, go to EEOC.gov and click on the Excel logo. That's EEOC.gov and click on the Excel logo to register today. If you'd like the marketing opportunity to reach a diverse and national audience so they can get to know all about your organization's products and services, go to EEOC.gov and click on the Excel logo now to secure a spot for this phenomenal event.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Matt DeFazio in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395 headed northbound near King Street. That was the scene of some earlier emergency road work. The road work has cleared. Just minor delays remain at this point. Also northbound on 395 as you approach Edsel Road, an accident closing down the right shoulder. Green Tree Road at Bradmore Drive, some down wires have the roadway blocked in both directions. Nebraska Avenue Northwest near Van Ness Street, a crash there. A vehicle versus a pole, one lane getting by. Potomac View Road at Harry Byrd Highway, good news. That accident cleared out. Eastbound 66 near 110, an accident blocking the right lane at shoulder. Multiple vehicles involved. And Arlington Boulevard headed westbound between Gallows Road and Prosperity Avenue. Average speeds in the single digits right now, about 9 miles per hour. Another 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly clear tonight, low 63. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 85. 72 right now in Silver Spring, 78 at Reagan National. I'm Maria Leaf on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington Small, WMAL.
This is Washington's Drive at 5. Today's top stories, in depth, breaking news, and traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. The stirring national anthem of the Soviet Union. Of course, this is a relic of the Cold War era, but it seems like Vladimir Putin, clearly inspired by that era, trying to get the band back together, maybe get that harmony going. As Russia continues to make their way around Eastern Europe and, frankly, treat Western Europe and the United States diplomatic effort as a joke, we thought it would be time to go back to that Cold War era, back when the U.S. actually showed leadership in the world and actually was able to bring Russia to its knees. Joining us right now is Bud McFarlane, former National Security Advisor under Ronald Reagan, one of the architects of that winning strategy. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Always a pleasure, Larry.
Well, I'm sure you heard the president's remarks today about further sanctions. I just mentioned that basically 4 months after his first sanctions, he's now appearing to get serious or saying that he's getting serious. Is this really the right way to go to intimidate Vladimir Putin and try to keep him from doing what he wants in Ukraine?
Well, first of all, we never would have gotten to this state of affairs, Larry. There would have been a very solid foundation in policy, both political, economic, and military, that would have established a clear evidence for Putin to see that he was up against a very strong country with very strong leadership, founded on grassroots popular support that comes from a strong economy that provides jobs. And finally, peace always rests on strength. A very strong military. The bottom line for Putin would be that if he got into a tangle with the United States, that he would lose politically, economically, and militarily. But you have to have done that homework and understand what it takes to deter this kind of behavior by a foreign leader and work with allies as well as the Congress and the American people to put forth policies of strength. Peace comes from strength, ultimately. You don't have to go looking for a war, certainly not, but from a strong political, economic, and military foundation, you're going to deter this kind of behavior.
Yeah. Given that, and thank you for that explanation, I mean, let's get to that question of strength. Do you agree that when the president first began his term in 2009, his first term, it seemed like two of his major moves toward Russia was to send Hillary Clinton over there with that ridiculous reset button and then to unilaterally withdraw the missile defense from Poland and the Czech Republic. What kind of message of strength or weakness did that send?
Well, it was a very pitiful performance. My gosh, at a time when we should have been signaling to our allies that we're with them and are going to continue to lead the alliance, instead we pull the rug out from under them and take away a policy of missile defense, which wasn't even oriented toward Russia. It was oriented toward a possible Iranian attack. But to do that certainly demonstrated a weakness toward our allies, and it signaled Putin that we were going to unilaterally disarm without getting anything in return. So it was misguided from the beginning.
So knowing what we know now, and obviously you're saying, you know, the reason we got here is because of 5.5 years of failed policy. What could be done now? I mean, if he had the right advisors around him, if the baby, we want the president to succeed, we want Western Europe to be able to help the people of Ukraine. What could be done right now?
Well, these sanctions are a step. However, this is really ought to be seen as an opportunity. Whenever we have evidence of this kind of aggressive behavior, it offers the kind of evidence that allies need to renew what we had when we used to be able to deter this sort of thing, to rally NATO, to rebuild our strength, to conduct operations and exercises with them, and to stand up with a policy agenda that gets to the kind of origin of this crisis. Energy, for example.
Well, I was going to ask you. I mean, you're the co-founder of the U.S. Energy Security Council, and it seems like Russia's energy is a real big carrot that is motivating a lot of the European nations.
Europe is very vulnerable because of its reliance upon Russian oil and gas. Ukraine was the transit point, but also reliant upon Russian gas, when indeed Ukraine has enormous natural gas resources that Russia has never allowed them to develop. We could have called together our alliance, put together a sensible Western Europe energy policy that relies upon developing resources that are there. Ukraine has 400 trillion cubic feet of natural gas in its country. We have made a huge success in our country of developing that gas out in Wyoming and New Mexico. It's called coal bed methane. We ought to be able to do that with a public-private partnership in which BP, Total, Exxon, and others get behind launching that kind of development. And it could be putting gas online here within a year or two and take away this kind of continuing vulnerability.
Reverend McFarland, before I lose you, and I'm almost out of time, we started the day learning that the U.S. is accusing Russia of violating that 1987 missile treaty. That's the one famously that President Reagan said, we got to trust but verify. You were part of those discussions. Is there a major danger here with this violation?
Well, if you let them get away with it, it is. There's a formal treaty in place ratified by our Congress to get rid of an entire class of weapons. Cut and dried, no ambiguity about it. If you test this kind of weapon, it's against the law. So you have to put in place the kind of call for accountability from Putin and to say that if this is typical of what you intend to do, violating other treaties and continuing aggression, we'll have to look seriously at sanctions that go well beyond where we are and simply put in place alternative sources of energy, prohibitions on dealing with any Russian corporations, especially financial institutions, and ultimately look at kind of a nuclear option, which is cutting off all trade.
Robert McFarland, we got to leave it there. Ronald Reagan's National Security Advisor, thank you so much for lending your wisdom and insight to this. What do you think? Do you think Barack Obama has it in him? Is it too late, or do you think that he could actually employ some of those Reagan-era strategies? Give us a call, 888-630-9625. It's 545 WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Matt DeFazio. He's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395 at a northbound near King Street that was the scene of some earlier emergency road work. The road work has cleared up. Still some residual delays as you approach the scene, though. Also northbound on 395 approaching Edsel Road. An accident there. It's off to the right shoulder, not in the way. Green Tree Road at Bradmore Road. Some down wires blocking the roadway in both directions. Police advise using an alternate route to get where you're going. Eastbound 66 near 110. An accident there blocking the right lane and shoulder. Multiple vehicles involved. In the district northwest, Nebraska Avenue northwest near Van Ness Street. An accident there. Vehicle versus versus Pole, one lane getting by. 16th Street at Colorado Avenue Northwest, that's the scene of a crash right now as well. Canal Road inbound slow between Glebe Road and Arizona, speeds in the single digits. Inner loop of the Beltway, 35 minutes to get from the 270 spur to Maryland 95. Outer loop, 17 minutes from Van Dorn Street to the Wilson Bridge. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful weather continues on this Tuesday with the sunshine. We're in the mid to upper 70s tonight, mostly clear. Let's drop back to around 62 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine, get up to around 85. We're in the upper 80s on Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
78 degrees right now at 546.
WMAL News Now. I'm Maria Leaf with the stories we're following for you this afternoon. Immigrant children from Central America may be coming to Montgomery County. Possible locations for the new FBI headquarters include Greenbelt, Landover, and Springfield. And D.C. leaders will get time to come up with a new gun law. A judge has granted a 90-day stay. Washington's Drive at 5 continues in 1 minute on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-371-8995. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Thursday. That's 1-800-371-8995. That's 1-800-371-8995.
Washington's Drive at 5 continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Oh, he was joking, of course, but, I mean, let's be honest. Having Ronald Reagan there, you know, they built him up as this cowboy who was just, moments away from pushing the button at the slightest provocation. Kind of went a long way, didn't it? I mean, certainly that sort of stance was more effective than what we're seeing now. And by the way, he ended his presidency with a remarkable treaty that was just violated, by the way, by the Russians. But it was Reagan's treaty. Reagan, the peacemaker, made that treaty. But you're only able to make peace if you first flex your muscles. How did Reagan flex his muscles? Again, early in his presidency.
So in your discussions of the nuclear freeze proposals, I urge you to beware the temptation of pride, the temptation of blithely declaring yourselves above it all and label both sides equally at fault, to ignore the facts of history and the aggressive impulses of an evil empire, to simply call the arms race a giant misunderstanding, and thereby remove yourself from the struggle between right and wrong.
Evil empire, good guys, bad guys. That kind of language, I guess, it's mocked. It's laughed at. But you know what? Sometimes it actually needs to be used. It could be used in the Middle East right now as well. But no, we equivocate and we rationalize and we see both sides of the problem and try to stay in the middle. You know what happens when you walk down the middle of the road? You're going to get run over. Rick in Baltimore, we'll start with you. You're on WMAL. Hey, Rick, I'm heading up there. I'm going to see the Orioles tonight.
Oh, awesome. Good to hear. I just wanted to say that I believe Obama is handling this in a way to try to de-escalate it as much as possible, and for once I'm with agreement with him on the foreign policy, and that if we try to escalate this even with sanctions or anything, that it's going to end up badly.
Well, first of all, he just imposed sanctions.
I feel like he's knuckle-dragging and is doing it very begrudgingly.
What does de-escalating mean, though? What paint me a picture of de-escalating the situation, because we're not in the middle of the situation.
Yeah, we don't have to be in the middle of the situation, because it's all about what the previous, what your guest had said about the oil and gas over there, and it's not ours, and it doesn't have to be ours, and it doesn't have to be Europe's, and Russia, Ukraine was strictly within the sphere of influence, and I appreciate you playing Reagan and everything, but we also have to understand that the evil empire is not Russia.
Let me ask you something. When Ukraine declared its independence and became its own sovereign nation, we asked them, the United States of America, asked them to disarm. We asked them to get rid of their weapons and put down their defenses, and we promised them we'd protect them. Are you telling me now that we don't have some sort of moral obligation as a nation to back up what we asked?
I'm saying that our nation has a right to reevaluate positions that we took 20 years ago when certainly we were... I hope you understand in this day and age of the Internet that many people believe Putin's thing, claims that, you know, the West was buying off Russia.
Let me ask you one more question, Rick, because I'm very interested in your take. Let me ask you one other question. Why stop at Ukraine? What about Poland? What about the Czech Republic? What about Eastern Europe?
As far as defending them?
Yeah. What if Putin just keeps going?
Certainly we should always be in a reassessment of all of our, our...
So at some point we need to stop him, but just not now.
Yeah, we have to figure out what is imperative to our nation and whether we can actually risk it. I mean, I feel this I see this economically isolating him and then, leading them to militarize excessively and make the moves in Ukraine. And what are we going to do? Are we going to put boots on the ground? Are we?
Well, at some point, we may have to.
Thanks for listening to Washington's Drive at 5 podcast from 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Listen to Washington's Drive at 5 live weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on WMAL.
And download more free original content daily from WMAL.com.